You're tuned into Arizona's number one home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
Thank you for tuning in this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to Rosie on the House here with Nathan Angel, the Bellegarde Paver Sales Manager for the state of Arizona, and Ken Peterson, Vice President of Sales and Marketing for Shea Homes. Ken, Shea Homes, interesting story. Been around quite a while. Are they national?
We're a multi-state builder.
Yeah, you're definitely regional for sure. I know you're in Texas and
we're
California,
in Texas, Florida,
and
California, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona.
Okay. And y'all started in California, right?
Well, the company was founded in Portland, Oregon in 1881.
I didn't know that.
And they were a plumbing company.
Okay.
And then transitioned to California, did waterworks projects, and then ultimately transitioned into new homes. And so it's a fascinating company. We were one of the contractors on the Hoover Dam and the Golden Gate Bridge.
That's cool. Boy, what a legacy that is. Now, your job at Shea Homes is to be anticipating 2, 3, 4 years ahead of time, even before the product becomes on the market, what each buyer group will want in that particular geographic location. So how do you decide? You were telling me about the new master plan community in Houston. How much different buying criteria is there for families in Houston? And are you building for the baby boomers? Are you building for the millennials? Generation X, what comes after Generation Z?
I'm not sure.
Well, you got to know because you got to create the product for them.
They're young, so we're focusing on millennials right now.
You are?
Yes.
Biggest buying group in our population right
that
now.
That is correct.
And that's age what to what?
So that's in the mid-20s up to 34 years old.
Okay. That's your biggest buying group right now?
It's the biggest population group.
Okay.
But they are growing as a buying group. So, you know, a few years ago, I think I did a study in 2012 at Shea Homes, about 68% of our customers were boomers. And
okay.
Then you fast forward today, and 72% of our customers are millennials and Gen X.
Wow.
So that boomers kind of transition out of, you know, at least for our communities. And, you know, it's really across the market. I pulled some resale information. So transactions January 1st to date, how it kind of broke out was 36% of all customers. This is all transactions, real estate transactions in the Phoenix MSA were millennials. 33.4% were Gen X, and only 17.4% were boomers. So you can see that boomer market's compressing and the expansion of a millennial and Gen X buyer.
Well, it's good that the millennials are finally out buying.
Yes.
Not just shacking up with mom and dad.
Well, a lot of people think millennials are like, you know, 25, 26 years old, and they don't really realize that, you know, they're as high as 34 years old. So they're starting their careers and starting families and having children. And, you know, that group still aspires to home ownership, whether it's a new home or resale.
You know, in all my remodeling career here in the Valley, we did a lot of what we call mother-in-law quarters, a lot of them. And that was over the year, you know, all the 80s and the 90s. And now we're being asked to come back and convert what used to be Johnny's bedroom into Johnny and Susie's secondary. They want a secondary master suite. Johnny's moved back with his family.
Correct.
And there's a term for that, right?
Multi-generational.
That has to be a pretty substantial amount of our current housing stock.
So in the Phoenix market, at different forms of that, so the makeup of a multi-generational home is almost at 40%.
40%?
Correct.
Think about that. That's 1.5 million home units.
Correct.
40% of those are multi-generational in one way or another. Either the younger generation moved back in or taking care of the older generation.
That is correct. So a lot of kids coming back home from college.
You know, I think that's good.
It is.
A lot of it has to do, you were talking about how that is interpreted as to how the different generations relate to their parents.
Yeah, it's interesting. I read a recent study that talked about the relationship of a boomer to their mom and dad or a Gen X to their mom and dad. For the millennials, for the history of our country, it's the strongest bond between that millennial and the parents. And so it's not uncommon to see, you know, kids staying in the home a little bit longer. Or if you moved to Arizona and your parents are back east, that you would have a room for mom and dad to come visit.
So during the 80s and the 90s, the parents got cooler?
I guess. That's you, Rosie. You're the coolest dude around.
I don't know about that. None of my kids have ever wanted to move back in. Boy, they hit 19, 20. They walked the aisle for the high school diploma, and then, ping, they launch. We'll be back.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's RosieOnTheHouse.com.